Page 150. A. Fighting the War.
I grew up in Pennsylvania, about an hour north of Philadelphia. My father was a steel worker, and my mom worked in various jobs. I had a basic middle-class upbringing, I guess. After graduating from high school, I bounced around from job to job. I didn't go to college, but in 1999 I joined the United States Marine Corps. Nobody joins the military for one simple reason. For me, it was because I was working dead-end jobs, so when a recruiter talked to me about getting to travel, seeing the world, learning job skills, having 3 square meals a day, and a regular paycheck guaranteed for 4 years, and on top of it all, that you get to defend your country, I said, "Great, sign me up." I served in the Marines for about 4 years before I was sent to Iraq. Before I went there, I was about to get out. My time was up. I had served my 4 years honorably. But then 2 days before I was supposed to go home for good, my first sergeant called me into his office and said, "I'm sorry to tell you this, but this morning the Secretary of the Navy sent a stop-loss order." So instead of going home, I was going to Iraq with the rest of my unit. My unit was deployed in Kuwait in preparation of the invasion in February 2003. On March 20th, when the war began, my unit crossed the border into Iraq.
War.
Crossing the border was weird. You'd expect there to be fires everywhere, but for us it was relatively calm. It was almost an anticlimax. Being an artillery unit, you're always behind the main action. So, when we crossed the border, we had already been shooting into Iraq for a full day. I remember I looked up in the sky and I could see hundreds of bright lights flashing through the sky. They were all artillery rounds. There is a chunk of phosphor put at the bottom of the round so you can actually see these rounds flying through the air. And I thought about the amount of devastation the artillery can wreak on something. When you're there, you try not to think too much. It is more about instincts and reactions. It is all about survival and getting home. All these things people talk about when they glorify war, like, "We were there for a reason," or "We were there to save these people." You don't think about any of that when you are getting shot at. The only thing you think about is you and your buddies getting home in one piece. You'll do anything to do that. I was very, very lucky in that respect. Everybody in my unit came home, partially because we were an artillery unit, but also thanks to a lot of luck.
Somebody else's agenda.
Immediately when you join up, you ask, "What am I doing? This isn't what the recruiter talked about." I didn't feel all that bad about it, but I definitely felt like I didn't get the whole story. But until I went to Iraq, I thought, "Okay, I'll do my 4 years and then move on with my life." I thought I'd maybe go back and do some recruitment work to make sure kids don't get the wrong idea before they join the military. Then the war in Iraq started, and that was definitely not what I signed up for. People who join the military do it for a sense of responsibility and commitment for our country. We do want to defend our country, and we do want to help our fellow Americans. But this war was nothing about that. Is a country we could plow through in 30 days a serious threat to our nation's defense? It wasn't about that. It was about somebody else's agenda and somebody else's money, oil, and profit. There have been very few wars in history that have not been about money, politics, and power, and it is always people like me who pay the price for it, not the people who decide to send us to war.
Feeling responsible.
The violence for me was a little bit different than it was to others, because I was in the artillery. It is hard for me to deal with the violence. When a regular infantryman pulls the trigger, he sees what he's shooting at and he knows what his target is. He knows immediately after he has pulled the trigger if it was a right or wrong decision. I have talked about this a lot with friends in the infantry. For me, it is not nearly that clear-cut. I was shooting at something that was 10 or 15 miles away, so I never saw what we were shooting. But then we would push forwards, and I could see these cities or towns entirely devastated. Civilian and military vehicles were in flames. I saw bodies of civilians and military on the side of the road, and I never knew what we could claim. I never knew what we were responsible for. Because of that, I feel responsible for a bit of everything while we were there. Probably one of the most devastating things for me after I got back was when I was looking at a website showing the casualties in Iraq. At one point it said, 6 Iraqi children killed by an American artillery strike. And I was asking myself, was that my unit or some of my friend's unit? I don't know. Not knowing is the hardest part for me.
Veterans Against the War.
What I have gone through in Iraq has definitely changed me. I've always felt a strong sense of justice and of right and wrong. Before I went to Iraq, I was opposed to the war. I didn't think it was the right thing to do. I didn't agree with the reasons for it. But at that point, it was just a policy form. It was abstract. After being there and seeing with my own two eyes and realizing what we were doing, it's become personal. The organization I helped found is the Iraq Veterans Against the War. I founded it with 7 other recent veterans of the U.S. military. It was important because the world we're living in is so different from anything anybody has experienced. And we are at the forefront of it. People can watch the news and think they understand things, but unless you've been there, you just don't get it. People may have a rough idea of what is going on, but being there is different. We are the ones who can really let people know what's going on. When somebody has been there, fought, lost friends, and taken people's lives there, there is a certain credibility that nobody can deny. I am not the kind of person who tells anyone what to do, because when you tell them, they usually do the complete opposite. That's what I did when I was a kid, and it's strange, because I was a kid not that long ago. Actually, I think I was a kid until I went to Iraq. But I think that people always should make informed decisions, especially when it is decisions that will affect the rest of your life. Joining the military is probably one of the single most important decisions of your life. Recruiters always try to frame it as, it's only 4 years. But 4 years is as long as you go to college. Except in college, they don't ask you to risk your life, and they don't ask you to take someone else's life. People need to understand what they are getting into, and I think they need to get both sides of the story.